Acha, hechola.
Ay, 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 ay.
What's up and welcome to What the Hell is a Kakarot? I am Jimmy. I'm here with my wife, Lindsay.
Hey.
Ian.
I'm a Raditz sympathizer. I just can't help it.
Zach.
Did you guys know that Don Bluth animated Titan AE?
Wow. I'm taking that one to the grave.
How long have you been holding on to that one?
I'm on a Wikipedia wormhole. Sorry.
Chris.
Hi.
And Justin, a.k.a. Petey.
I'm in the wrong podcast.
Yeah, I thought what you said earlier.
Yeah, we're not going there.
Zero explanation for Petey either. Like, his name's Justin, but we call him Petey.
Well, I noticed, I think in one of the past episodes, we're talking to him and we call him Petey. And it makes no sense because I introduce him as Justin. But anyway, this week we watched episodes 11 through 15, which...
Oh, shit, I need my Surface. Fuck.
That might be the richest thing I've heard all night.
Oh, do we need the summary?
Is this sponsored by Microsoft?
No, she's getting her computer.
While she's looking, I will go with, like I said last week, or the last time we did it, that I would pick my favorite from the last one.
Oh yeah, mine. Go for
episode,
it.
The 10.
Okay, which one was 10? Which one was 10?
The one after the robot.
Let me tell you
the one I liked.
Yeah.
The one after 9.
I'm sorry, Zed. Are we disregarding the robot episode? Because that is the pinnacle of Dragon Ball Z.
Wow. I think it was too early for Gohan. He started changing enough during the next episode that I appreciate that one a little bit more.
Ian, are you outside again?
So I'm in here in the streets of Brooklyn right now doing a news report for the coronavirus.
Yeah, the Brooklyn.
I swear to God, it's quiet every time I'm outside, but every time I do this fucking thing.
This week...
That weird guy's on his phone again doing a podcast. Everybody turned the shit on.
Before we dive too much into this week's episodes, this week... episodes like this, I'm going to say this and you guys are going to get my overall impression of these 5 episodes. Episodes like these ones I just watched because I literally finished them 5 minutes before I hopped on here to record. All 5, back to back to back, despite the fact that I was I'm going to do them spread out. It's making me wish we only did 3 episodes, a podcast episode.
I told you.
Because
it is
our fault, though, because we...
We waited.
Kept putting it off, yeah.
Yeah, well, this week was rough.
Better strap in, buddy.
Understatement.
Yeah, this week, with me with work and with shit going on, it was just... I was like, I'll do it tomorrow. And we got to Friday when we were supposed to record, and it didn't happen. And then yesterday, I was like, yeah, I'll watch them today.
Well, and you got home so late on Friday. There was... Even if we did record, it wouldn't have been until super late.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember you walked in the door, dude, and I was like, shit, man, he's tired.
Thank you.
I was like, damn, you look like crap.
Yeah, we can talk more about this past week after we get off in this podcast. But Lindsay, hit us with the description for episode 11.
Okay. So, titles. The Japanese one is The Saiyans, Mightiest Warriors in the Universe, Awaken. AKA Terror in Arlia.
Okay.
That's the Japanese one, or is that both?
The
Terror in Arlia is the English one.
Hmm.
Yeah, so she's doing Japanese first, English second.
So this, okay, so wait, you're about to do a summary. Never mind, go ahead.
So Goku continues his seemingly endless journey on Snake Way. Deep in space, the Saiyan warriors Vegeta and Nappa make a stop on a planet called Arlia and, quote, become prisoners to their tyrant king. When they are called before the king, they break their bonds and kill the guards. The king summons his giant monster on them, but they easily take care of them both. The other Arlians are grateful of the Saiyans for killing their tyrant king. They proclaim that Vegeta and Nappa will always receive a hero's welcome on Aurelia. Despite all of this, Vegeta destroys the entire planet.
They really don't hold anything back with these summaries.
Nope.
No. So, well, this is the Wikipedia summary. This isn't like the summary that would have...
The back of like a $300 box set.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I should go find my summaries.
Okay. So, this episode, watching it, I was like, this is obvious filler. I did have something at the end that I did appreciate overall. But anyway, I'm gonna go through my notes and we just got the description. So, first thing I wrote was it opens on Gohan wearing a coconut for a hat and having a seizure while collecting breakfast, because that's what it looked like. He went ape shit collecting berries. However, I will appreciate that like Gohan has grown a little bit. He's not freaking out. He just kind of has embraced it, which is leads me to my next note, is the T-Rex is back and Gohan gives zero fucks. And then it shows that this little fucking psychopath is cutting off the T-Rex's tail a slice at a time.
He's slowly eating this T-Rex to death.
Dude, like, this is becoming...
He's eating it the old pizza way.
This is going to be a consistent theme for me over the next couple of episodes, because Gohan, like, I get they're showing that, like, oh, he's, you know, embracing it. He is a little psychopath now in the way he's, like, torturing animals.
I mean, yeah, he's being raised by Piccolo, basically, now, so.
Actually not. He's not being raised by Piccolo. He got dumped. It's wild.
Yeah, and then he starts a fire with his mind. So there's that.
Yeah, I got nothing for that one.
So then we cut to Vegeta and Nappa waking up. And I wrote something that kind of caught me off guard, was Nappa calls Vegeta Prince Vegeta.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which I thought was really interesting. Because I think that's the first time we've heard that,
I was
right?
going to say that is the first time he's called Prince Vegeta, yeah.
And the coolest thing about that is that Vegeta is never, ever going to refer to himself as Prince of all Saiyans in the entire show.
Does he? Or is this a joke? I'm lost.
He never shuts up about it.
That is like his catchphrase.
Okay. That's literally, I'm the Prince of all Saiyans.
What else do I have? Okay, so then it does a random cut to Bulma and them looking for Tien and Chaozu. The only note I have from that is I already hate the talking cat. I can't handle voice. Yeah, I can't handle the voice.
What?
Listen, man, my boy Yamcha, he's always...
That's the best point. That's your pouar.
Yes.
So after that, the next things I have is I made a note that Vegeta is very fucking tiny, which Ian mentioned last time is how short Vegeta is, and they kind of change that, I guess, going forward, is from what you guys are saying.
Yeah, they kind of made him taller as time goes on.
He got taller than Krillin.
And I thought that he had pink hair when we first saw him because of the lighting of the planet, but on this other planet, he has pink hair. So eventually, do they just change his hair to black? Like, because I know Vegeta has.
So let me ask you something. Have you ever been to space? Do you know what it does to your hair? Please.
Oh my god! I mean, he is a college professor. You can know English, but it's Dr. Z.
The lighting on the planet is what's changing it, because he's always stated like to have black hair or dark brown, whatever the fuck it is. But
okay,
yeah, it's there's even like a Planet Aria version. Pop of Vegeta.
Oh yeah, and it's worth a shitload of money. Yeah.
The most interesting thing though is like, cause so I used to have a bearded dragon and I fed it crickets, and I always used to leave them under the sink. But now I know like what their world was like watching this episode. I'm like, fuck, this is going on like under my sink. It's a bunch of crickets like fighting each other, and it's like a giant retarded one. Like,
Alrighty then. So, another thing that I wrote down was they keep talking about selling a planet.
Yeah.
So, the Saiyans, they conquer and then sell the planets?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Who the fuck do they sell them to?
Whoever. Like, if you think back, I think it's like the first or second episode, Raditz talks about it to Goku. Like, they're supposed to ravage the planet and then resell it to whoever for whatever.
Okay.
Like, they're pretty much mercenaries.
And they're also telepathic?
That part was weird. I did not understand that part, and I don't think it ever happens again.
Yeah, I don't...
I can't recall anything major with that.
Yeah,
because
Vegeta straight up talks to Nappa when he tells
Nappa
him
to
surrender.
Nappa goes to, like, kick their asses, and he's like, oh, no,
but they have
a
scouter
have
a on.
Fun.
Yeah,
he didn't move his mouth or nothing. He just,
because he's a little bit.
But then again, I don't know if that was, like, anime-ism. It was, like, with translation, he was...
But the thing is, though, is that I think once you've been inside someone, like, you can communicate telepathically.
So when they're connected by anus.
Yeah, like, because at Thanksgiving, it's like, me and my family, like, none of us have to even speak. Like, we've all been there with each other.
Okay, but who was inside who?
Yeah, we should move on.
Yeah,
what were you gonna say?
I was gonna say Nappa's just... definitely the catcher in that relationship.
Vegeta may be Little Spoon.
I'm the Prince of All Saiyans.
Say my name.
And tonight, you can be the princess.
So, they surrender to the bug people. Then we get for this episode, at least, it's kind of explained later, but it's really not. We get this random chick on a motorcycle running from the cops.
Yeah.
And then I wrote that I literally wrote, I have a feeling Vegeta's going to be one of my favorite characters. Because homie gives no fucks at all. He just starts murdering people.
He used to be my favorite character, like, when I first started watching it.
Then I made a note that we get that just a note. Goku's still running.
Yeah.
And then
very long.
What was really cool was after this is like we've already seen Vegeta like fight and vaporize.
Don't give me that look.
I didn't know if the mic was picking up you pouring another glass of wine super obviously loudly.
How many dollars is she into it now?
It's probably about
three
seven.
And a quarter.
Five.
Man.
So we see Nappa like scream for about like 30 seconds and then he vaporizes everyone around him.
Yeah, I thought what he started doing, I was like, this is the Dragon Ball Z I remember.
Yeah, yeah, that scene made me like all the jokes I've heard about them charging up and powering up, that made it thing. And then
you were like, I get it, it's great. I'm all in.
And then
imagine in a fight with someone in a parking lot and he stops and yells for 30 seconds.
Yeah. You'd be very confused. And then I wrote, they call out the bug monster, and my exact words on my notes is Nappa murdered the fuck out of that bug monster.
His name was Yeti.
But what I thought was interesting is this whole next weird-ass sequence, like, Nappa and Vegeta are seen as heroes, which I wrote, interesting. And then I wrote, aw, bug love. Because, like, they get reunited.
Well,
and then
he vaporized their, like, strongest warriors, so.
What was her name again? The princess? It was, like, beginning of an L, right?
Yeah, it was, like, it wasn't Layla.
Lumia or something.
I don't know. But easily, 10-10, hottest character on the show.
But I put, aw, bug love.
So
I put,
far?
In all caps, wait, can Saiyans breathe in space? Because Vegeta and Nappa
what
are just
was up
standing.
With that?
Chilling.
They standing on their open doors, like, just relaxing. And then I wrote, oh, no more bug love. Because after that, Vegeta just Death Starred Arlia. And then a random cut back to Goku running, and then the episode ended. So while watching it, I'm like, oh, this is obvious filler. But like, thinking about it after the fact, I actually really liked it. Because it showed
it
how powerful Vegeta and Nappa actually actually
are. I haven't seen anything yet.
Well, no, it's just, it was cool because, like, you saw Raditz, and Raditz was, like, brushing off attacks. These dudes literally just fucking murdered everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And for fun. Like, it was a joke to them. So they just shrugged it off. Yeah, it made him more of a credible threat, which I liked. I actually, like, while I was watching it, I'm like, okay, what does this have to do with anything? But by the end of the episode, I was like, okay, these guys are actually a big fucking problem. So, episode 11, I'll give it a thumbs up. I don't know how much more I can say that about any of these other episodes. But we'll move on to 12, unless you guys had anything for that one.
I liked it.
Yeah, I did too.
Actually, I enjoyed it as an off episode.
All right, we'll move on to episode 12.
Okay. So, episode 12. Catnap on the Serpentine Road, Goku takes a tumble.
So that was catnap on... Okay, that's all one...
It was all one thing.
That's all the
no
Japanese. Okay.
Yeah. The English one is global training.
Okay.
But
our names are so boring.
Gohan trains hard in the wilderness while Piccolo trains himself. Meanwhile, Krillin and Bulma are still trying to find Tien and Chiaotzu. Yeah?
Chiaotzu.
We'll
go with that. So they can begin training with Kami. Unfortunately for Tien and Chiaotzu, Launch isn't very willing to part with her company.
Okay, so Launch is the blonde bitch.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, took all like 2 seconds to really dislike her.
Episode 12. Opens with Gohan thinking about when he tapped in the power and he has a routine and all this fun shit. Then, cool, Goku's still running. My next thing is, wait. Now the turtle can fucking talk?
Yes.
Master Roshi
has seen the turtle talk?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It made some dumbass noise when they were talking about power levels and they said the turtle was like,
he's like
001. It was like, but
what you don't know, though,
fucking
what you don't realize though about that character. Yeah, he's a quarter
Saiyan. So it doesn't seem that weird with Goku and Gohan talking to animals now, does it?
No, it really doesn't. But now I want to know what fucking rules there are in this world where, like, some animals can talk and some can't. It's like, I'm going to take this weird for a second, but it's like Disney. Why the fuck can Goofy talk and Pluto can't? They're both dogs.
Well, yeah, it's like
what rules are there in this Dragon Ball Z universe?
It's the same thing in the show, because there are, like, regular animals. That turtle is a regular turtle, but he can talk. And then there's Oolong, who's a pig, but he wears clothes and talks.
Oolong. I don't know who this is. You keep talking about this pig that wished for panties or some shit.
No, we haven't seen Oolong yet. We don't see him till, like, after.
Okay, well, you're learning more about Oolong. He wears clothes. He's a pig that can talk and he wears clothes.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Why does the turtle wear clothes?
He is the cartoon version of Zach.
Oh, time out.
I take offense.
Time out, guys. I never thought about this before. Goofy can talk, but Pluto can't?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Well, okay, we're going off on a tangent here. I'm going to make it even darker. Like, one of Mickey's best friends is Goofy, who is a dog, and then he has another of the same race as a fucking pet. So if we're going by the fact that all these animals are, like, sentient,
well, and then
Mickey literally has a slave.
I mean, Pete would technically be a dog as well, right?
I've seen how this ends on South Park. Disney, don't do it. Okay. So, my next note is... What the actual fuck is this fool with 3 eyes and this little white bitch?
Oh man. Nothing gets your power level up more than trying to stop a waterfall.
So yeah, so I watched that and I caught on that was Tien and Chiaotzu. I was like, okay. Tien is obsessed with beating Goku. But he's, like, obsessed with Goku in a way that seems very, very, very unhealthy and kind of gay.
Have you seen his fucking best friend? It's fucking child clown. Clown baby.
No. Tien is obsessed with Goku. So
he has only one hair.
Seen his best friend.
Oh, I see. So then
he wasn't saying he was like a pedophile.
Oh, okay. So I'm gonna read you. There, I have more on Chiaotzu, but I'm gonna read my notes in order so you guys can see how my thought process was working. I wrote, "Blonde motorcycle chick is back," and had food made for Tien and Chiaotzu. They leave.
She bought that shit.
They leave when the chick wants them to rob banks, and then when they leave, she snaps, pulls out a gun, and just starts shooting, which seems to be a random or a consistent thing in this universe, which I have a problem with a later episode. We then cut to Goku, who meets a street sweeper guy and finds out he's only a quarter of a mile, or a quarter of the way to King Kai's place.
Palace.
He then hitches a ride, and I wrote, why the fuck wasn't this an option in the first place? Because he was driven, and we assumed it was because they would run out of gas, but the street sweeper just going.
Yeah.
whatever. Next note, Piccolo likes yeeting things. We've already established he throws Gohan multiple times. He was throwing pyramids. This is where I wrote Gohan is trending on serial killer status because he keeps torturing the T-Rex and taunting animals.
It's all coming together, bro.
My next note is the most real note in this episode. Something about Chiaotzu freaks me the fuck out. And that is 100% the truth. I don't know what it is about that little fuck.
It's his dead fucking eyes.
He does have dead eyes.
It's literally his dead eyes. Yeah.
It's like Pennywise if he never grew up.
Does he have like the reflections in his eyes?
I don't know. He almost looks like a goddamn puppet.
Yeah. not sponsored.
So, next thing we see is, I wrote Piccolo done goofed because he doesn't control his power. And that was interesting because he causes that massive earthquake, right?
Yeah. He doesn't have the reflections in his eyes.
That's probably what it is.
So it's literally just flat black, like.
Yeah, because he's creepy as shit. This little fucking clown.
He's the deadlights, bro.
Like we all are.
So, and Zach, this is probably a question for you. What confused the shit out of me, right? So Piccolo fucks up, causes that massive earthquake. We've already established that he has a similar power level as Goku. But did this, like, is Piccolo holding back? Like, what I'm getting at is he really, like, caused that earthquake with raw power, but he doesn't seem as powerful like when he's trying to control it. So I'm confused at what the fuck is going on.
I think he's probably the most inconsistent power level wise.
I think that was just supposed to be him training. Like, okay. He probably got stronger after fighting Raditz, and time is, even though we've only had a couple episodes, I think a lot of time has passed.
Okay.
Since then.
So it's just a way of showing him gaining power.
The progression. Yeah.
Okay. Now here's where my notes,
the good stuff.
My notes are gonna make you guys laugh. So the Piccolo earthquake, the pickle quake, as I wrote, causes a tidal wave at the waterfall, and Tien saves the blonde chick. Then the bitch sneezes, changes hair color, changes attitude, and walks away. I turn to Lindsay. I'm like, what? I was like, Lindsay, did I miss something? And she's just laughing at this point. I was like, what the fuck did I miss?
And you were very angry. I was like, did I miss something? I was like, no.
You've been married for a long time. You should understand like how it works. Yeah.
Well, so my exact notes say, the blonde bitch sneezed and changed. Shit has me so confused. Oh, she changed again. So, to this point, spoiler, jumping a little bit ahead, I still don't know what the fuck is going on there. What?
Oh, so what I was going to say is that a lot of the characters, like Tien, Chiaotzu, her, like a whole bunch of them, the beginning of this show has been kind of like sort of a reunion for a lot of the characters from Dragon Ball.
Yeah, and
that's why they don't explain shit, is because they expect everyone And who, like, already know who they
so
are.
So I get that.
Yeah, they're like callbacks.
Is she one of those?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes a little bit more sense. Because I figured they were, because they were looking for him, they were like, hey, we need to get everyone together. I figured that, like, them gathering to go train with Kami was them getting basically everyone from, like, the tournament, because it's, hey, we need to unite to protect Earth. Or wherever the fuck, I guess they're on Earth. I don't fucking know.
Like, even, I don't remember if it was in this episode or a different one, but remember when she's, like, robbing that, those, like, two Native American dudes?
That is later, and I have some stuff written about that.
Okay, well, not to jump ahead, but those dudes are even, like, characters that had a decent chunk in Dragon Ball, so they're definitely doing the, like, hey, remember these people? Here they are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tien and Shaotzu join the gang, and then Goku falls off the street sweeper, found a tree, and is promptly knocked the fuck out.
Yeah, okay.
And that's where the episode ends, is him getting knocked out.
That's why he didn't ride it, because he knew he would fall off.
Okay, so I'm just going to preface this. That episode was okay. Not great, not terrible. I feel like next couple episodes are way downhill.
Yeah, because I remember thinking the first two were okay or pretty good, and then like, I watched the other three, and I was just like, God damn it.
At one point during one of the episodes, I had to like hit the play button to see how much of that episode we had left.
Oof. Yeah.
But anyway, I don't want to move on to the next episode until it. Does anyone have anything else about this episode?
I looked it up. And Chaozu is 46, according to this Reddit thread.
This man-child.
Oh, my fucking God.
According to Reddit.
Bro, that makes it
therefore,
even...
Tien is definitely not a pedophile.
But that makes it
That makes Chaozu the pedophile.
No. That makes Chaozu
Oh, my God.
Tien's
the victim.
Yeah. I don't think he's human.
If Chaozu... I'm not even joking. Like, in my eyes, that makes him even scarier.
Well, have you seen that show...
Hates his guts.
They got that fucking show coming out on Netflix called Tien King, and I think it's about Chaozu like raising a bunch of Tiens on a farm. I'm pretty interested, actually.
God damn it! All right, episode 13. I just wrote Goku fell to hell and meets two chuckleheads.
You want me to read the
yes
title?
Because I just had to throw that out there before you did.
All right, so Japanese title. Hands off.
Whoa.
Yama-sama's secret fruit.
Yama-sama.
Which sounds super...
gay.
It does sound gay.
And the English
Keep
title
your hands off
is
this
just...
secret.
English title is just Gauze and Mez.
Which is the name of the two guys.
Yeah.
Okay, I was thinking of...
Goku accidentally falls from Snake Way into Hell, where he finds a fruit tree. Goku is famished, so he tries to take a piece. However, the tree belongs to King Yama, and the two Oni there, although they call themselves ogres.
Yeah.
Gauze and Mez will do anything it takes to stop Goku from acquiring the fruit. They explain that it is a special fruit that will keep whoever eats it full for a long time. Gauze and Mez have their own tests to give. The first wasn't very successful, even though he won, but the second was. To their great surprise, Goku wins the race, which was obviously to catch
The dude.
Mez.
Trust me, I have notes about that shit.
Frustrated, they direct Goku to a, quote, shortcut back to Snake Way. Goku reveals that he has stolen a piece of fruit from the tree. Unfortunately, the shortcut leads back to King Yama, and Goku must start all over. However, after eating the fruit, he is much faster and will not get as tired.
Okay, this fucking episode.
Yeah, it was so...
It was the best one, I agree.
No, it's cool, because he falls to hell, which coincidentally, I personally feel like I was in hell watching this fucking episode. So I like it.
So, I'm going to read... my notes word for word for this one, because like every time I usually just go like hit main points, because this one you will follow my slow descent into madness if you listen to my notes. So I wrote Goku fell to hell and meets two chuckleheads guarding King Yama's fruit.
Osama.
I'm convinced that Tien is gay for Goku. And I wrote, enter super racist Indian. And then blonde bitch sneezed and is nice again. Goku tries to jump up and didn't make it to the ceiling. And then I wrote, why didn't he fucking fly?
Yeah. That's fair.
Weird demon dudes decide to play rock, paper, scissors to see who is going to fuck with Goku, and the blue guy wins. They literally go on to sumo wrestle, and Goku uses the force to push him out of the circle. What? Oh! It's five words. I didn't know what the fuck I was talking about. I wrote, Goku is dumb. Flying machine. And it was when they have the wood on the rock. It's a teeter totter. And Goku walks up and goes, oh, is this a flying machine? So then Goku gets launched in the air. He Kamehameha's his way towards the ceiling, which I actually wrote, fucking genius. Because he uses his power to shoot. He then hits the roof.
Ceiling?
Slams in. Yeah. Right? Then we get a random cut to the red demon, who's like a camp counselor or some shit. And I wrote, this episode is really weird. And then, it cuts back to Goku trying again and hitting the roof in the exact same spot. So I said, oh, Goku slammed into the roof again. Never mind, he's not a genius. He's fucking retarded.
He's dumb. He's a genius. Bro. He's dumb.
Then we get a cut to Gohan, who's now fucking with the tiger cat thing. And then next thing we get is the red demon and Goku basically playing, like, catch me if you can.
We call that tag here in America.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't like tag. It was just like, hey, if you catch me, I'll let you know how to get out of here. Mid-race, Goku calls timeout, which I think is fucking retarded. But then I'm like, nope, Goku's a genius because the red dude stops like a dummy. And the next thing I have written is this episode, what the fuck, I give up, no more notes. And then 2 minutes later, I start taking notes again because it got even more wonky. I would say bonkers and wonky at the same time.
Bonkers, wonky.
Bonky, I'm keeping it. The red bonky. Dude straight up tells him what the fruit is. Goku starts running towards the fruit, and the guy's chasing him. Goku jumps. Not only does he, like, just go, caught you. Goku jumps and full-on fucking straddles the dude, wraps his legs around him, and stares deeply into his eyes.
Gotcha!
So, I'm gonna read you the next three lines, word for word. Goku heads out after eating the fruit. Goku has to start all over with a question mark and an exclamation point. Fuck this episode.
Yeah,
and that's the end of episode 413.
You were straight up like, I'm done with this fucking show.
That episode, oh my god, dude. I thought with that one, I'm like, the next two can't be that bad, but just wait.
Oh, it goes downhill.
Oh,
just
dude.
Wait. There's more. Like,
I shit on this show a lot because it's obviously, like, old. I think it was... Nope, it's the next episode. I want to point something out. Obviously, it's a goofy show made for kids, and it's not meant to be taken seriously, so I'm not, like, trying to shit on it. It's just, it is really weird. It's like the, I like to call it, like, if you go back and watch, like, Nickelodeon shows from, like, the early 90s, that was, like, the Wild West of animation, Cartoon Network, Nickelodeon, like, mm-hmm. they could get away with fucking anything they wanted. Like,
that
was yeah.
where they really
weird.
Started cracking down on, like, guidelines
yeah.
and...
And I feel yeah. like that's what this is for Japanese, like, anime for kids. Like, this was, like, hey, we're just going to make the most wild shit ever, make it really colorful because kids are dumb and they will watch it. So I'm not, like, saying I hate the show. I am going to say I hated this fucking episode. I'm actually
imagine being like
watching
a neck...
the show.
But imagine being, like, a neckbeard and defending the fuck out of this show.
Yeah, who would do that? Hey, when I was a kid...
I don't hate Dragon Ball Z, but you just look back on it and you're just like,
So that's the thing, though. It's like episode 11, I loved it. I thought it was great. Episode 12,
yeah,
not bad. This one, guarantee this episode's not in Kai.
Yeah, I think that's kind of like the thing about Kai. Is like it just cuts it all out. And
hardly any of this stuff is in Kai.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, you know how their shirt said hell on them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, it didn't say hell. It said H-F-I-L, which I think was like the home for like infinite losers or something like that.
I think I remember that because I remember I'm having a stroke.
Yeah.
But yeah, the shirts are different. I do remember that. Because I remember, so we're starting further down. But I remember buying, like, because they edited that show, like, a lot for when it came to America or whatever. And I remember, like, buying a VHS tape. It was doing a Frieza saga. And there's, like, a whole episode, like, that just didn't even exist in the American version. Like, they had cut it out because it was, like, graphic or whatever. And you watch it, it's really not that bad. But they censored, like, a lot of it.
So, is everyone done with episode 13?
Well, okay, so
I'm done this whole fucking show.
I know we're gonna talk about our favorite episodes, and I don't want to like cut into that too much, but maybe I should talk about it now since we're currently. This was my favorite episode of the five, and I guess we could talk about that more when we talk about our favorite. But
I understand.
I understand why you would hate it, but this one ended up being my favorite.
Okay, well, we'll get to that. So episode 14. Lindsay, do it. Because this one.
Such sweet temptation. The Snake Princess Sama's hospitality.
AKA
Princess Snake. All right. Even though Goku has started all over on Snake Way, he quickly catches up to where he was last, thanks to King Yama's fruit. He sees a castle up ahead and assumes it must belong to King Kai. He enters the castle only to find out that it belongs to Princess Snake. The princess finds Goku very attractive, so she does everything she can to keep him there. Goku tries several times to leave, but finally she is forced to show her true form. In her new, horrible form, she captures Goku, but he is able to break free and continue down Snake Way.
Okay. So this episode, Lindsay finished the description and poured another glass of wine.
Is this the one where he stands up naked in front of her out
yes.
like in the spring?
Yes,
it is. Like nonchalantly, just like
yes.
Like
you get full Goku butt shot, like.
Yeah, because it seems like it's like his ass sticking out of the water, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, old. There's not a whole lot left after we saw his wiener in the first couple episodes.
So, okay.
Best show ever now.
Episode starts with Goku running, and this is what I actually thought of last episode. The animation of him running looks way different. So, like, there's, like, the scenes with him running towards the camera. It almost looked modern. It was weird because I was like,
it's the fast, like...
but it was really clean looking compared to the rest of the animation. I just thought that was interesting. And I remember Zach saying that there were some episodes that looked more remastered than others.
No, it's not even remastered. I think what it is like at the time when they were drawing it, it's just clear to see like where they spent their time drawing shit, and like when there's like just complete weeks where you're like, that doesn't even look like Goku. That looks like a 4-year-old drew Goku. Like what happened this entire episode?
Like the picture we put in group chat.
It could just be different animators trying to draw the similar style, even though that may not be.
Yeah.
What they're
or maybe
how do you think,
what I always
how do
thought
you think,
was.
Good. Well, how do you think they picked like they have like an A team and a B team. How do you think they're like, all right, we need someone to draw Goku's asshole? Like, but we need, like, the best artist.
We need you.
What were you going to say, Zach?
They brought in Hentai Henry for that one. I don't know. I was just going to say, it's probably just, like, a matter of time, right? Like, we'll spend 2 weeks working hard on this one. You crank out next week's episode real quick. It's just some dude having to, like, do it by himself. I don't know.
Well, yeah, or, like it's, hey, so-and-so, this week you're handling all the fucking Snake Way
Goku's anus.
Shots. You know, you're handling all of this. You're handling all this. I just thought it was interesting.
There was one guy that was always really good at drawing people run, and he got assigned this episode. He's like, hell yes, my time to
my
shine.
My time has come. Okay, so then we cut to Piccolo summoning tornadoes. And you see Gohan still taunting the fucking tiger when he comes across Piccolo. Then we get a cut to everyone gathered at Korin Tower. And I made a special note that Yajirobe only focused on the food. He was hungry.
Real G.
He's the best.
Well, that boy's thick.
Dummy thick with three
so,
C's.
So, of course.
Oh, Lord, here he comes.
That boy's sick.
You seen Workaholics? There's an episode with the raccoon where she goes, "Holy moly, she's a thick bitch." But anyway, so
not sponsored.
Goku finds a castle with a princess, and I wrote cue sexy music because it straight up had like.
It went straight to the Bounce Chicka Wow Wow music.
Yeah.
Like...
The princess is obsessed with Goku, and she mentions that she hasn't seen King Kai in 1,000 years.
No, it was King Yama.
Yama, my bad.
Yama-sama.
Then there's a weird-ass dance sequence, and I wrote, Goku is fucking retarded again. Because he's like, she's like... You know, lead me in the dance. He's like, lead? What does she mean, lead? Is this some fighting technique? I'm like, you're fucking stupid. And then I wrote in all caps, he thinks she is King Kai.
Yes.
Goku, if she was King Kai, she'd be Queen Kai, you fucking mook. That's what I wrote. That broke me. That physically fucking hurt me.
And we're only like 2 minutes into the episode.
Oh my god. Okay, so she wants to keep Goku there because she wants to bang him. So she convinces him to bathe. Meanwhile, she's been drugging the absolute shit out of him. I wrote.
Did you skip the part where he yeets her while they're dancing?
Yes, I forgot about that.
He was busy noting. She must want me to attack her in a vulnerable moment.
That's probably how he got Chi-Chi pregnant.
I don't even understand at this point how Goku was competent enough to conceive a child. I really don't.
You gotta yeet us the fetus, bro.
She convinces Goku not to go see King Kai dirty. So she convinces him to bathe in the hot springs.
Meanwhile, she's got her like minions cranking the heat.
And she's like, I just, for this whole scene, the only note I have is just, what the fuck? So this episode.
She's for sure a sexual predator.
When I pulled this episode up on the app on my phone for Funimation, episode 14 was not listed. Mm-hmm. Justin had the same issue, I think.
For me, it was 15 that wasn't showing up.
Okay, so 14 wasn't showing up for me. So at first I was like, okay, it was a glitch. And then I watched this episode and I'm like, I wonder if... I'm just going to say, how the fuck did this episode air? Like, granted, it was the Wild West, but we had the scene with Goku where he's nude. Right after that, there is someone who is explaining how to play Russian roulette and then fucking shoots herself.
Yeah, I forgot about that. That's definitely not in the version.
She's like, you've got a 1 in 5 chance of surviving.
Yeah, what are the odds? It kills herself.
Yeah,
When you're on the Funimation thing, when you look to the top right, there's uncut and then the edited version. And like that one, like, because I remember watching, I was like, this was 100% not in the episode, like when I was a kid. Yeah, but I will say it's the most relatable scene for me in the entire show.
So Zach, in your version, it had that scene or it did not?
You mean when I was a kid?
No.
Watching? Your box set.
No, oh yeah, it does. It does.
Okay, because you're watching all the uncut stuff, right?
Yeah.
Zach, how's that 4:3, but it's like cut into a 16:9?
It's nice. I got a real good zoom in on Goku's butthole. But I will say all my episodes did show up.
Fair enough. I then wrote, following the Russian roulette scene, they keep trying to drug Goku. I wrote, how the fuck is this a kid show? We just had someone kill themselves in this show. This whole shit is literally a date rape sequence.
And then the one chick is like, it should be enough to knock out an elephant.
Yeah, they are trying to straight up knock him out. Uh-huh. She wants to keep him there as her sexual plaything. She actually calls him a pet at one point.
Yeah.
I was just like, this whole fucking thing is weird.
Well, now we know where Bill Cosby got his inspiration from.
God damn it.
Princess Snake.
Then we get this weird-ass dream sequence that Goku's having. And the only thing I wrote that was weird about it was he's imagining home. He somehow knew what Nappa and Vegeta looked like.
That's one of the notes that I was going to take. And I was like, I guarantee he's probably going to say something about that because I want to say something about it.
Yeah, which I get it. It's a kid show and that's him worried about them. But like, I was just in my head. I'm like, how the fuck does he know what they look like? But whatever.
See, the thing is, like, if you're a kid watching that, though, you're not going to make that connection.
I know.
Like...
I know. In the next episode, I have something that I wrote and I'm like, I wrote it. And I was like, no, the show is not that smart for that. Next note I have is bitches be crazy because they reveal their true selves. And then my exact wording was, oh, so none of that was real? Huh. That's really what my notes say.
That's really what my notes say. Thank God we watched the whole episode.
Then my favorite part of the episode. Favorite part. Goku is flying because he can fly again now for some reason. Flying away from her. He says, do you want to call a truce? Or he calls a truce because he doesn't want to fight her because she made him a nice meal. In all caps, I wrote, it wasn't real, you dumb fuck. None of that was real. That was part of the illusion. But it was just... And then
Goku
I had to make a shitty
often
joke.
Distracted by food.
I wrote, he tied the snake up. I shit you not. And knot is spelt like the knot that he tied the snake into.
Oh,
Jimmy.
I'm three glasses deep and I didn't even find that funny.
Then we cut to Kami overseeing the training and realizing that they need Goku. This was...
We're fucked.
That's pretty much what that part was. He's watching them all. They're like, yeah, we're gonna save Earth. And he's pretty much in his head going, we are shit out of luck.
He's just like...
Yeah, imagine you have to pick like a fork to defend Earth, right? And you fucking look to your left and there's a 46-year-old midget clown baby.
Standing next to Yajirobe.
Well, yeah, Yajirobe's a G. Right?
I haven't seen him do anything except for stand there, be thick, and walk food.
So he's the best.
He's going to come into play.
He'll have
he's
a
wild
showing.
Then we get mentioned that Nappa and Vegeta are actually pretty close at this point. Then the weirdest thing. The episode ends with Goku running again, even though they just showed him fucking flying.
Magic.
Yeah, but he was sprinting this time.
Movie magic.
He's gonna build up some speed.
But that was episode.
You're gonna love when you find it. Directed by Steven Spielberg.
Do we have anything for that one, or do we just want to push to episode 15 and end the misery?
Let's get to episode 15. I'm running out of room to carve my arm for this fucking... How it's making me feel.
Go for it, Linz.
All right. Escape from Piccolo. Gohan summons a storm. A.K.A. Dueling Piccolos.
I wish this episode would have stayed glitched out.
Piccolo splits himself in half and the two forms fight each other. Piccolo uses this method to train by himself at a high intensity. Meanwhile, Gohan sleds down a sandy hill.
Alright.
Yes, he does.
After he crashes, he tries to find a way out of wherever he is to his mother. In parentheses, he thinks his home is close by. He just took the biggest swig of my wine.
I need it for this fucking thing.
After coming to the same spot he originally was at first, he realizes he must be on an island. Brainstorming, he builds a boat so he can pay a quick visit to his mother, whom he misses.
I fucking hated the scene where he fucking leaves the goddamn tiger behind. I could not take it. This fucking hurt me.
As he drifts on the sea at night, a huge storm is heading Gohan's way, and he can't swim.
Alright, I'm going to end this one, because this fucking episode. Alright, so we start with Gohan fantasizing about his being with his family. But instead of, you know, hey, I miss my mom, I miss my dad, first thing he's fantasizing about is doing homework. Fucking nerd. So,
I mean, Platinum's the game on PlayStation.
You almost made Lindsay spit wine all over her computer.
Fucking nerd calling a nerd out.
The Piccolo scene was seizure-inducing. And then we got treated to a solid 4 minutes of, like, episode 4 of him fighting Raditz. Like, the same shots. It wasn't from a different angle. It was literally, they just were like, hey, we need to fill 4 more minutes.
They were worried you forgot.
Then Piccolo splits himself, and I said, Piccolo just split himself and is now fighting himself. I get it. Dueling Piccolos.
But that scene was cool, though, because there was that one point where both their wieners were, like, inside each other. Like, he's coming out of them.
It's like reverse docking.
It was reverse docking. Yeah.
Why do you know that word?
I can place a meme in the other Discord in a little while.
Justin and Ian lived for each with each other for a while. Do the math.
You better be putting your wiener in the other one.
Now we're getting sued by Disney.
Gohan was sand sailing. We get our daily reminder that Goku is still running. Gohan's getting ballsy and literally taunting any animal that he finds, including the tiger.
Serial killer in him,
man. That he's basically domesticated. We get a random cut from Gohan sleeping to Goku sleeping. This is where I went way too deep with it. I was like, Piccolo is still fighting himself. I was like, shit, is this internal or external? Like, are we seeing him fighting himself in his mind? Like, him fighting his inner demons while training? And I was like, nope, this show isn't that smart. He's literally two people fighting each other.
This is made in the 80s. Cut it some slack.
Gohan realizes he's on an island, so he designs a boat. Piccolo is fighting himself.
Go ahead and tell him
uses
how he
the
realized
special
it.
Beam cannon. I know so because he yelled it again. but he didn't have to charge it for 5 minutes. They were fighting. He went special beam cannon and shot it.
Yeah, that's the training. The progression.
No, that's just Dragon Ball Z in a fucking nutshell.
Inconsistency.
Gohan cuts down a tree and carries it like his dad did in episode 1. I thought that was a nice little callback. He begins building a boat. Oh, and this is where I wrote tiger. That's the only word because I have a problem. I get it. It's made in the 80s. I get it. It's a dubbed show. The sounds the animals make. Oh, the tiger was sitting there on the beach going, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, come on, at least sound like a tiger if they're not gonna talk.
If you have the closed captioning on, it says questioning growl.
So I'm letting you know okay. If anyone from Funimation stumbles across this podcast, is not
to
a questioning growl.
To be fair, it's a saber-toothed tiger, which have been extinct. Do you know what they're supposed to sound like?
Motherfucker, I know what a cat, a lion, a tiger, a leopard,
but,
I know what all those sound like.
But how do you know that that's not what a saber-tooth made?
Bro, dinosaur, like a T-Rex has been extinct
growl.
For millions and millions of years. I know it doesn't squawk like a fucking chicken.
And
rooster.
Speaking of dinosaurs, though, so he fucking Jurassic World Fallen Kingdoms the goddamn tiger.
Oh yeah, just
like
left it on the
beach.
Yep.
Yeah, how fucked up was that? I was like, what a piece of shit.
I wanted to see like what was that movie? Life of Pi, the kid on the like boat with the tiger. Like he could take him with it.
He was like yeah. Rose with the fucking door.
In Titanic, how could have fit?
A tiger could have fit.
How sociopathic is this fucking kid now?
Oh, dude, I have a feeling we're on like beginning touches of serial killer here.
There's something suspicious about Gohan I never noticed the first time around, but now I'm like,
So I actually wrote, didn't we establish in one of the first episodes that Gohan can't swim? He's brave as fuck for sailing, considering he doesn't even know what direction to go. Homie's on an island. It's like, I'm going to sail to my mom.
To be fair, he didn't even know he was on an island until he ran the fucking thing.
That's what I'm saying. He just gets on a boat
and
just is like, I'm going to sail. He doesn't know which way he came from. He doesn't know which way he is. Right. Whatever. It's a kid's show. I get it. Piccolo's still
like confused how the fuck he got there.
Piccolo's still fighting himself. Actually, I wrote fighting really fast because they were just punching ridiculously quick until he realizes Gohan left and then he goes back together.
My favorite thing about him fighting himself, though, is like he's like trying to figure out like what his enemy's going to do next. I'm like, he's fucking you dumbass. He's probably going to do the same thing you're going to do. The whole fucking thing pissed me off.
I wrote, Gohan sails into a storm like a dummy. And then here comes my, like, father, like, son moment of clarity. Last episode, Goku said, I should call a truce because she made me a meal, a really nice meal that wasn't even real. In this episode, we get Gohan's classic line of, I've gone too far to turn back now. I better eat this food while I can. Nothing.
Get all soggy.
None of that makes sense. And then I wrote, "Yep, he can't swim." Piccolo's looking for him in the storm from hell, and I counted at least 7 tornadoes. And then random cuts to Goku, Vegeta, and then we get a cliffhanger ending of. Will Piccolo find Goku or Gohan, or is this the end of the little Saiyan? Find out next time on Dragon Ball Z.
I'm not gonna lie, I fell asleep halfway through this episode.
At least you watched it this time.
Yeah, I think as funny as I don't remember the storm. I think I was browsing Reddit at this point.
There was a point during episode 14. Where Lindsay even goes,
I turned to you and I was like, how's your note-taking going? Because I could tell he wasn't even, like, paying attention.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was kind of the same. Like, I woke up to the end credits, like, doing the song. I was like, oh, the nut-scented alien and the...
Yeah, nut-scented alien. So, where we're at in this...
Yes.
I'm kind of rooting for the Saiyans.
Yes.
Okay. You say that not having watched episode 16. Just wait. Just wait.
Because so far, I think Vegeta and Nappa have the best idea. Just kill everyone, sell the planet.
Just get rid of them.
Yeah, I gotta agree with that.
Okay, so, and you guys can answer this or not answer this if you want. I'm just curious. Are these three the last three Saiyans, or are there more later?
Right now, yes.
Yeah.
Like, are there more out there? I'm not counting, like, offspring and shit like that that they'll have later, but are there more out there?
Throughout all of DBZ, the thing was, we're the last Saiyans, but, like, since then...
They've established that there
are more.
There are more.
There's more.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just curious.
Because, I mean, like...
There are more.
It'd be a whole nother rant, like, about the whole, like...
Well, it's like you said, they just kind of watered some shit down, like, the Super Saiyan thing, and, like, it does come down to, like, hey, we have this idea, and then it was like, well, what about if we do this? Just etch-a-sketch what we had, you know?
Yeah.
Which is inevitable with kid shows. It is. Like, I love cartoons, I love animation, I love, like, but... Kid shows, even the best kid shows, they'll start off, like... with one storyline, and eventually they run out of ideas, and they have to expand it. And a lot of times that means, because kids, I've said this before, kids are dumb. Like, and that's not me, like, just being an asshole. Kids are dumb, and they'll pay attention to anything with, like, bright colors and a lot of action. So you can...
I feel personally attacked.
you can forego like complex storytelling for goofy shit. And I do honestly feel like that's what happened here. But like at the same time, I feel like the creators of the show were like, fuck it, this is what we're going to do. And they probably had a blast doing it because they could make the most nonsensical shit and it still made them a lot of money.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's no complex storytelling here. Well, it gets a little better down.
It
kind of
lends itself to that whole.
I was
going to
say,
that's why a lot of this isn't in Kai, is because it doesn't contribute hardly at all to the overarching story.
Yeah, I've actually heard that like some of the later stuff with like Frieza and Cell and all them like actually has really good story elements.
Yeah, I mean the Android Saga was my favorite. I think that's weird.
Yeah, for sure.
But anyway, okay, we'll go down the line. Let's start with Lindsay. Ladies first. What was your favorite of the five?
Fuck, I don't know.
The one with the robot.
That was last week.
Callback, the one with the robot.
All right, we'll skip you. Let's go to Zach. You already said it was the one where he goes to hell.
Yeah, so like this was like 2.5 hours of like nothing. I think amongst all this stuff, like that one was just, it was so stupid that I loved it. Like I loved him getting on the teeter totter and like hitting his head. I loved him playing tag. I loved the very last shot of him popping out of King Yama's desk drawer.
He's just like, why are you in my drawer?
And he just looks, he's like, why are you in my drawer? And he like, Goku just looking real dumb.
So you like it because of how like nonsensical it is.
Also, there's an element of me like, you know, I know how much, like, I would still say we're not in the bad filler yet.
No.
So I know how much filler there is in this show, and I know, and there's something about, you know, them like saying, okay, screw you, he's been on Snake Way for a while, he has to start over. This just kind of like, it's sick, but it's also kind of funny. I like this episode a lot.
Okay, Chris.
Probably 11. Where you, like you were saying earlier, you see how strong Vegeta and Nappa are for the first time.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just do mine now because I agree with you. That was my favorite episode just because, like, it was different. It was seeing them and just kind of seeing, like I said, them just not giving a fuck and just kind of having fun. Like, they surrender to get, quote-unquote, captured. And it was, hey, we're going to get captured for something to do, even though we're heading to a completely other planet. We're bored. We need to stretch our legs. Yeah. Let's go murder everyone and destroy a planet.
I mean, if you think about like what we learned over these five episodes, like if we've gained anything, like I think that's really the only bit of like we saw Gohan get stronger. We saw Piccolo get stronger. We saw all the humans come together and Kami realize that we're screwed. Like the only new information we gained really is more info on how strong the Saiyans are.
Yeah,
that was the only episode that I think contributed to anything here.
Okay, what about Ian?
Okay.
I gotta go with episode 11. I mean, that hot piece of insect ass. Yeah, like it just reminds you of a simpler time. I don't know. It was like the same thing with the robot episode. Like, you know, it's just like a good subplot. And as much as, I mean, I'm fucking around, I genuinely like the. I'm a sucker for love stories, okay? And they get reunited, and they die.
Very Romeo and
Juliet. It was
just
fucking poetic. It was, yeah, it was very Romeo and Juliet. Very Cardi B, I believe, is what the kids would say. I enjoyed it. It reminded me a lot of Pate.
Speaking of Pate. Shit, dude, I introduced you as Justin and Petey, and we're calling you Pate.
Which just call him the man of, which just introduces the man of many names.
All right, Justin, what about you?
I enjoyed 11 a little bit, but for some reason I kind of go along with the same thing that Zach was saying. I enjoy the Gaz and Mez episode.
Just the goofiness.
Just
of
because
it.
Of how ridiculous it is. It's just dumb.
You guys deserve each other.
And on the other end of it, I absolutely hated the snake episode.
Yes, that's the one where Jimmy had to check how much time we had left in the episode because it.
So that episode, though, out of all of them, made me say "what the fuck" the most, just because like seeing Goku's ass, her essentially trying to rape him, the chick killing herself doing Russian roulette, like the entire episode was a clusterfuck. I was just at one point like, okay, this has got to end soon. I was just hoping it wasn't going
to be a... into the Russian roulette, though, because she's like, oh, I have something to show you. It's my gun. And it's like...
and it kind of leads you to the end of the episode because you didn't know that they were trying to kill him to eat him. But
yeah,
then she was like, oh, I'll show you how to play, and then you'll be the one to die.
I actually knew the whole time because I've already seen this episode before.
Dang.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of a big deal.
Yeah, this is just one of those episodes I had never seen before, at least.
So,
well, I think that's it.
Yeah, that wraps up this week.
I gotta say, I enjoyed it, Doctor.
Doctor.
Next week's episodes are really gonna ramp up. The action's really gonna kick into high gear. We're gonna start rolling into the story. We're gonna get to the nice juicy plot.
Zach, I've known you for years, and I still can't tell if you're being sarcastic or not.
The plot.
I can never tell when he's excited or he's like depressed. So I just assume he's like always sad.
Sounds perpetually sad.
The Z next time on Dragon Ball Z.
Okay, Eeyore.
I gotta know. How do you talk to your class like when you're teaching?
The same way.
Do you have like a megaphone so they can hear you? Like,
yeah, I guess I'd say the same way, just a little louder.
So he sounds depressed and loud.
Everybody knows you're depressed.
All right, we'll wrap this bitch up. So next week we'll do episodes 16 through 20. And for the love of God, I need to watch them all spread out.
Yep.
Yeah.
You definitely do, because 16 is going to take up your entire day of trying not to kill yourself.
Oh, boy.
Especially after the last two episodes.
All right, well, we will catch you guys next time.
All right, you cool cats and kittens.
Bye.
Later, guys.
Not sponsored.
We're going to be after this.
I highly doubt it.